This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. So, hey, little update on my life. My son, his team went 12-0 in their baseball and are playing in the tournament over the week. Not the tournament, but the final game over the weekend. Both teams, two separate divisions, are 12-0. So one of these teams is going to be undefeated, have an undefeated season. The other team is going to lose, and a bunch of little boys will probably cry or whatever. But it is what it is. But the fact that these guys went through their season undefeated, I think, is amazing. And I hope that they can finish it off. I mean, we're friends with both sets of parents. In fact, my son played on that other team originally. And so, fingers crossed, I want you guys to put out a good vibe for my kid because he's a good player. They had tryouts for what they call Select League. And he made that because he's actually becoming a pretty good little ball player. And I was excited to... to get him over there. It was a 2.5-hour evaluation of these kids, almost 3 hours, hitting, fielding, you know, different positions, scooping the ball, kinds of stuff. And it made me think about my childhood growing up, the fact that I had none of that. I was talking to one of the grandparents out there. He had brought his grandson over. The dad showed up a little later. And I asked him, I said, just out of curiosity, sir, that you have this type of training? And because we were at the facility. It's a high school. You guys will think I'm kidding. There's probably 5 baseball fields of varying lengths, you know, that the kids play on. And I looked at the thing. They've been state champ for 4A for, I think it was 4 years I saw. And that was all they could get on the board. 4 years, 2 years apart, it seemed like they were winning every other year. This facility looked like it could have been for the pros. I'm not exaggerating it one bit. Every one of us to a person said, this is a high school? You know, it was unbelievable. Look, the level of training that kids can have these days blows your mind. It absolutely blows your mind. I've been to facilities now where I was at a high school called Vianney, where the coach's son plays. I'd never seen a facility that nice pros didn't play on. It was crazy. I was thinking about the kids, like my son, okay, just as an example. He takes pitching lessons and he takes hitting lessons. He's had lessons on being a catcher, not consistent, but hitting and pitching, he has lessons consistently, and they're not cheap. The amount of money invested in this kid to play a sport that he probably will not play as an adult is crazy. And I'm not trying to poo-poo on his dream. I'm just saying, I don't know that he's really going to be, I don't think it's, you know, who knows? Well, statistically, I feel comfortable in saying this. I don't want people out there going, Kevin, you're a terrible father. No. Statistically, he's not going to be a pro player, but you spend all this time and you go, why? Because it's building his self-esteem. Every year, he went to the batting cage. Give you an example. He went to the batting cage the other day, and I'm telling you, this kid was smoking the ball. I watched him go from being a good hitter to improving, and now he's getting pop on the ball. And I asked him the other day, I said, hey, do you realize you've made a transition? And he goes, yeah, Dad. He goes, I'm hitting the ball a lot harder now. And I went, yeah, what are you doing? He goes, I'm getting my weight shifted. I'm shifting my weight, and I'm getting the timing. And I'm thinking to myself, man, this kid has hit more baseballs. No exaggeration, y'all think I'm kidding. Then every player that I grew up with in their entire childhood, up until the time they were probably 14, 15 years old, my son, at the age of 10, has hit more balls than all of us. We didn't have batting cages. And no matter how many balls the coaches threw to them in practices during the summer, I can tell you, my kid has been in that batting cage sometimes 3-4 times a week, hitting 300 balls a session. And so he'll hit 1,000 or 1,500 balls in a week of training, And I can tell you right now, I never got that kind of training. And it's funny, the older man I was talking to said, we're trying to live vicariously through him. And I said, I'm really not. I'm not. I was never a great baseball player. I said, because I didn't have the ability to put the kind of practice in. My grandfather was busy. My brother, you know, we threw the ball every now and then, but before the game or something, once a week if we were lucky. We didn't learn sports. And it, to watch the evolution of these kids these days is really mind-blowing. I'm surprised I was as good at stuff as I was. I was such a good, naturally gifted athlete. But I'm telling you, I was telling the coach of my son's team, I said, if I could go back and do this stuff again, there's no question in my mind. I would have gone baseball, football, maybe run track, who knows. But I would have gone pro in one of those bigger sports. And I would have just been an absolute, I was a stud with no training. And y'all are like, Kevin, you're being bragging. I'm telling you right now, the things I could do physically were crazy, but I had nobody to, you know, we had no money. And you know what? I look back, maybe the white kids in my grade were training. Maybe they had coaches. But I was from a little town, and, you know, I don't feel like everybody got that kind of stuff. But you come into the city, holy cow. There's hardly a kid on my son's team, and these are not rich folks. They're just blue-collar people. But I can count the number of kids who don't get additional training on easily on one hand. Maybe there's two. Those parents are plugged in. Anyway, I don't know why I spend so much time on this. I think partially because I think you get it. We're giving a lot more to our kids. And quite frankly, I look at it as almost like this learning process we're all going through in politics to some degree. We're getting a lot more swings at the bat. We're getting a lot more ground balls hit to us. We're getting a lot more pop flies hit up. We're working with kids around us who are also getting training, and it's strengthening all of us in a strange kind of way. You know, I know my son is better because he's looking at other kids. He's measuring. He's at times teaching. They're teaching him. And this whole sort of osmosis of symbiosis is really working out for everybody. Wasn't what I intended to talk about in this segment. I actually want to talk about a fight that happened in New York City. And it's so strange that we've come as a society. I feel like we've devolved into a more vicious society. Not you, but the people around you are much more vicious. And while the left tells you you're the reason that the viciousness is coming out, Trump is making, you know, politics vicious, it's really them. And I'm going to prove it when we come back this next segment.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. So, the world is vicious out there. By the way, Kevin Jackson here, The Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. It's vicious, and it's become more vicious. Cities are where you can get killed the quickest. We've talked about this before on the program. Take out the cities, the crime in the cities, and America is one of the safest places in the world. In the world. I'm not talking about... You don't have to exclude anything. In these countries where they have very, very low crime, you take out Detroit, Cleveland, St. Louis, Chicago. In fact, if you take out the top five worst cities for crime in America, we drop so far down the list, it will blow your mind. But when you can't do it, right? You can't take it out. And let me tell you something else. If you watch a city's crime rates going up, let me tell you what's happening. You can bet they're losing Republicans and gaining leftists in the city. They're losing conservatives. Look at the population. If the population of a city is heavy Democrat, particularly heavy black Democrat, you will see crime through the roof. You lower that, you lower crime. End of story. Now, this story I'm going to talk about, it wouldn't have even caught my eye except one of my guys sent it to me. And it was a man carrying a trash can is fighting a dude who's got a machete. And the fight contains all these titillating elements. It's got these two big gladiators, one white and one black, squared off against each other in the naked city. And the only thing that separates them is their skin color. Oh, and one had a car and the other was walking. I'll let you figure out who had the car and who was walking. Anyway, okay, the white guy had the car. And he's got a machete, and the black dude's trying to guard himself with a trash can. You one of those metal trash cans that are on a, you know, that you can see through? In other words, it's got like a pattern, a diamond pattern. He's got one of those lifted up as the guy's wielding the machete at him. And so what was funny about it, a guy took a video. It took place in New York City on Broadway and West 94th Street, New York City's Upper West Side. And I want to just report how the media described the incident. A man wielding a machete faced off against a guy armed with a garbage can on an Upper West Side street Wednesday morning. And their epic brawl was caught on camera. Now, I read that kind of quickly, but here's what I'll tell you. They said a guy armed with a garbage can. Now, from where I sit, the only guy armed is the guy wielding the machete. The white dude. The black dude's got a garbage can that he's protecting himself from a guy who's coming after him with a machete. If you don't know what a machete is, it's got about an 18-inch blade on it and a handle for you to hold. That's what a machete is. Now, I'm going to ask you this. In a fight, would you rather have a trash can or a machete? Because unless the fight is over picking up garbage, I'll take the machete. Now, the fight started over nonsense. And I want you to picture this. You're a 35-year-old black dude walking down the street, looking at your phone, minding your own business, when you're verbally accosted by a man driving a car who yells something like, "Pay attention, you moron!" Except in that New York accent. "Yo, pay attention, you moron!" Well, that's what Louis Roman, a 40-year-old troublemaker, yeah, made a comment about a black dude not paying attention and threatened him by flashing a clip from a gun. Now, first of all, here's my observation about this. I was watching the fight going, you got, because the fight, when you see the fight, you don't really know why it happened. You have to read the story. But here's the deal. Why involve yourself in something that's none of your business? And then secondly, why do you do the cowardly thing and flash a gun clip at a guy? You know, like, I'm going to talk smack to you because I have this gun. And I'm not sure why a pedestrian armed, finger quotes, only with a trash can would throw the can at a man who might have a gun, but that's what happened. Supposedly, the black dude, you know, I don't know, he gets upset, throws a trash can at the guy's car, and then the fight was on, so to speak. And there was a witness, a guy named, well, doesn't matter, but he tweeted out the footage of the fight, and he said he turned his camera on when he saw the pedestrian, the black dude, throw the garbage can at Roman's car, and then Roman, the white guy, gets out of his car with a machete and chased the guy who threw the trash can at him back to the median. Now, if you see the video, it looks like the guy's bleeding, like there's blood down his shirt, like they'd had an altercation earlier before you actually get to see the video itself. But when he's chasing the guy with the trash can, the black dude's blocking the machete with his trash can, and the guy hits so hard, the machete ends up out of his hand, and he loses it. Then he runs to go get back in his car. And the black guy now feels like, I've got an advantage. He's a little bigger, but they're both about the same size. And he won't let him get in the car, drags him out of the car. They start fighting, and honestly, I think the brother got the best of him. But I'm trying to figure out, what in the world is happening to us to where this type of behavior is occurring at roughly 7 o'clock in the morning on a what appears to be a nice day in New York. Dude walking down the street, looking at his phone, and a guy decides he's going to heckle him, and they end up in a fight. By the way, the car, the owner, Roman, whatever his name is, he got arrested. Yeah. I don't understand this. I understand, and for the record, the black dude didn't do the right thing either. Because if you had said that to me, I would have just looked, you know, flashed back at you and said, hey, thanks for the concern. You know, I appreciate you being concerned for me. You know, something like that. But we don't go that route. I'll tell you a story. One of my friends, good martial artist, we had some guys heckling us on the beach when we were training one time. And a guy kept telling us, you can't do this with this kick and that kick. And my buddy was just like, thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much. I appreciate your tip, sir. And he kept doing this. And I was like, why are you being so deferential to this guy? And he's like, who cares? You know, we're up here working out. We know what we are. We're good martial artists. And this guy's down there heckling us, you know, trying to appear as if he's a good martial artist. Let him have his due. He's trying to impress a girl. He's trying to impress people around him. Let him have his due. It's a longer story, but he does end up coming up on the platform, and I sparred with him and beat him down pretty good. And then it turned out he was a member of the Crips. And we had to leave the beach in a hurry. And I'm not even joking about this. But my friend was just trying to be nice to the guy, but it turned out he was a Crip.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Today. How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One Rule Away before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Way.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 6-9-7-7-5. 1-800-656-9775.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I mean, here's one. Be careful how much you drink. Remember, alcohol loosens inhibitions. So you may end up doing something you regret, or worse. Something worse than something I would regret. Something so vile and just a crime against humanity, so amoral that you don't even regret it. That's how sick and awful it was. You psychologically cannot afford to regret it, or you will kill yourself. You zoom right past regret and head straight to denial and justification. That's how awful that thing was.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So the Democrats say they would give up drinking to impeach Donald Trump. Do you see this story? Did you hear about this? They'd give up drinking. That's impressive. I wonder if they'd give up, like, a lust for money or power. Drinking's too easy, because they could go right to drugs. Yeah, I saw this story. I was like, it's pretty interesting. Democrats want to see President Donald Trump impeached so badly. Nearly three-quarters of liberal voters are willing to give up alcohol forever in exchange for the billionaire businessman's ouster. This analysis released last week by the alcohol rehabilitation advocacy group Detox.net surveyed 1,013 active alcohol drinkers and concluded 73% of the Democrats and surprisingly 17% of Republicans would give up booze for Trump's impeachment. I don't know if I believe that. Let me correct that. I don't believe that. First of all, if you go out and you poll alcoholics, you are overwhelmingly polling Democrats. It's not to say Republicans can't be alcoholics. They can. But they, you know, what do they call it? Like, they do the recovery. They have a terminology. I don't know the tribal language of drug addiction and alcohol and all that, but they have a thing like, if you work the program, I think is what they call it. Republicans work the program, conservatives do. They work the program. They stay away. Leftists, everybody, if you've got a problem, a drug problem, an alcohol problem, it is your problem for life. You got to stay away. Yeah, detox.net. And for the record, why would detox.net even have a survey? Hey, listen, as if our participants don't have enough on their plate, let's find out what they think about Trump. And for the record, Trump doesn't drink. He doesn't drink and he doesn't smoke. but the left says he's out of shape. He's in bad health. He doesn't drink and he doesn't smoke. Barack Obama smokes and drinks. We've seen him do both. But you've never questioned his health. He must be the picture of health compared to Trump. Hey, let's find out in another 20 years or so when he's the same age as Trump. Let's see how he holds together. Now he's got some money, so he may be able to do it. Get on them steroids. Yeah. Anyway, 1,013 active alcohol drinkers. It's called, the advocacy group is called detox.net, and they're surveying active alcohol drinkers. And they come back and say 73% of Democrats, which for the record, 27% of Democrats don't want to see Trump impeached. I mean, if you want to use their numbers, 17% say they give up booze for Trump's impeachment of Republicans. You cannot be a Republican. I'm just going to put it there, put it out there. You can't be a Republican and be cheering for the demise of Donald Trump. It doesn't exist. You're a leftist. I don't know what ilk I'd put you in. There are lots of boxes out there for you on the left. But there's no such thing as a Republican that says, I want to impeach Donald Trump. Impeach him for what? I'm not going to bore my audience by running through the litany of great things Donald Trump's done. One of the things that he's done that I'm questioning right now, still haven't investigated, was he supposedly re-signed the Iran nuclear deal. And he says he wasn't going to do that. Now, I heard Gorka say, yeah, but he put in sanctions that put a poison pill in that deal. So in other words, he's got an easy out on the deal. He couldn't put the poison pill. The logic is he couldn't put a poison pill in a deal that didn't exist. So now they've got the deal. And he says, if you don't honor the deal, then we get to come in and do whatever. I don't know. I don't have all the details, but that's, you know, I got a cursory thing from Gorka on what it supposedly means. And he's calling it just more fake news. And I believe it. The reason why I didn't jump to conclusions, and probably neither of you, is because you've learned that the media is fraudulent. Get this. They say, a little less surprising, 31% of Republicans say they would kiss alcohol goodbye for the rest of their lives if it meant the media would stop writing negative things about Trump. Only 6% of the Democrats felt the same way. 6% of Democrats say they would give up alcohol if the media would stop writing negative things about Trump. Let me tell you what that means. That's a big block. 6% of Democrats apparently really like Trump. That's a big number. That's the size of Jews, the Jewish block. 6-7%, give or take. Let's see what else they got. Latest survey highlights the seemingly limitless disdain. That smell's coming back in here, guys. It's taking my breath away. I don't like this. What do we change? Because I feel like I'm losing my breath every time I talk right now. Anyway, the latest survey I'm reading this highlights a seemingly limitless disdain many on the left have for the president, who, according to countless media projections, was in no way poised to defeat then-Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton on Election Day. See, I love when they continue to write about stuff like that. I love it. It's a reminder. Every time I see that, it's a reminder to me, and it should be a reminder to you, that you can disregard anything they say. Donald Trump's hated. Really? Okay. I remember those Hillary polls. They want the controversy of Donald Trump, in theory, is all related to Russia. That's why people supposedly want to impeach him. And that is the highest thing. The man hasn't even been in office long enough for them. They're talking about impeachment. There's nothing there. What happens when they can't impeach him? What happens when it's found out that he's done nothing and all this talk of ruining the man's life, ruining his career? They want him broke. They want him destitute. They want his family members broke and destitute. It's crazy out there. It's crazy. There are bigger stories, too. Much bigger stories. Yeah, for example, this Trump saved the economy billions of dollars. Have you heard about this? See, leftists hype issues, and one of the issues that they hyped was opioid abuse. So how did opioid abuse suddenly become mainstream?
The leftists, they told us, oh my gosh, it's a heroin epidemic. It's totally crazy out there. And what they're not telling you is Obama watched as the use of heroin spiked to crazy proportions and he did nothing. In fact, he made it easier for dope heads to get their meds in the form of heroin or Oxycontin or whatever. And these mostly leftist crackhead zombies move from hospital to hospital pretending to be in pain. I know this for a fact because I've talked to many nurses, one who's a really good friend of mine, and she told me what they do. They then either load up on painkillers for themselves or they sell the prescription drugs for harder drugs like heroin. Holly weirdos, mostly addicts themselves, do their court-mandated public service announcements on the dangers of drugs while their leftist enablers pretend to care about them. So you've got Hollywood people like Robert Downey Jr. going, I was addicted to heroin, but now look at my career, whatever. And it's part of his drug rehab program. Or they die. Like that guy, what was his name? Something Thomas, whatever. Always plays these obscure roles. He's in The Talented Mr. Ripley. Good actor. Died. His children went to the park with the nanny, and nanny comes home and finds this dude with a needle sticking out of his arm, heroin. He can't even wait for the kids to get out of his house so he can go do heroin. So anyway, the Justice Department announced charges against 412 people for taking part in healthcare frauds and opioid-related crimes that cost taxpayers $1.3 billion. And the arrest came as what the department said was the largest healthcare fraud takedown in history. 120 doctors and other people charged for their roles in prescribing and distributing opioid painkillers. Making money off of drugs, writing scripts. Essentially, promoting the problem that the left claims it's trying to serve. Did Obama figure this out, or did Donald Trump's administration figure this out? You understand what I'm saying? They said six doctors in Michigan had a scheme to prescribe patients with unnecessary opioids, build Medicare, $164 million in fraudulent claims. That's just a few doctors in Michigan.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
End to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I went to Ireland. I did a comedy fest in Kilkenny, Ireland. Ireland is a beautiful country. It's all rolling hills and green. It's like a giant golf course. But the Irish people are the whitest people I've ever seen in my life. And I don't mean that racially, I mean physically. It's always cloudy, so they're really pale. They're like almost translucent, right? And they drink in Ireland. And when I say they drink, I mean they. It's phenomenal. I love how they drink, because because it fits the stereotype. Like, you hear about Irish drinking, but to actually see it, you know, and you guys, it's not, I'm looking at you, and you're really not getting how much they drink in Ireland. When I said, let me give you an idea of filling the stereotype of Irish drinking, all right? For black people to match the stereotype of Irish drinking, we would all have to be carrying a watermelon all the time. Like that. Every black person you saw would be carrying a watermelon saying, where's the chicken at? That's... See, now you're getting it. Now you're like, oh, wow, they really drink a lot.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Alonzo Bowden. I began this segment telling people, or the last segment, this topic, I should say, talking about people who were willing to give up drinking to get Donald Trump impeached. And I said, why? And I've been on a couple shows where people are like, Kevin, what has Donald Trump done? And I keep going, oh, he's done this, he's done that, he's done this, he's done that. Well, we got something new. The Justice Department. Charges against 412 people taking part in health care fraud, Obamacare, and opioid-related crimes costing taxpayers $1.3 billion. Largest fraud takedown in U.S. history. Ask yourself this. Obamacare was up and running for the better part of 6 years. Did we do any takedowns? Did we do anything that addressed fraud and waste and mismanagement in health care? The answer is no. All we did was we jacked up rates 2x, 3x above what everybody was willing to pay. I mean, it hurt me into my pocketbook. Obama cost me tens of thousands of dollars more over the time of his presidency that I would have in the bank. Gas prices and health care. I can directly account for it. My health care costs, I could have saved $6,000 a year and probably would have had out-of-pocket expenses over that time of about another $5,000. So in the 6 years, $36,000 over a year, or each year, I mean, $6,000 a year for 6 years, 36, plus 4 to 5, so let's just make it an even 40. $40,000 in my bank account. I already told you guys, gasoline, I don't remember the number, but it's thousands of dollars. It's easily another $5,000 I would have saved. But now we have him saving his money, Donald Trump, that is, because he's addressing what we've always said existed. And you know what it does? It does two things. This is when you love when people understand how the economy works, how the system works. Donald Trump says, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to crack down on welfare fraud as it pertains to opioids. And we're going to get less, we're going to have fewer junkies in the street because of it. We're going to lessen our opioid problem by saving the taxpayers' money. Now, who in their right mind wouldn't be happy about this? I was highlighting a case earlier in the broadcast, previous segment. The department said it's the largest bust. Those arrested included 120 doctors, as I said. They said there were 6 doctors in Michigan operating a scheme to prescribe patients with, you know, drugs they didn't need. So these doctors would write a script. These guys would pay the doctors. Then they'd go fill the scripts and go sell the drugs to dope heads on the street. No losers, right? Except the taxpayers. Oh, and the economy. Oh, and the kids who are hooked on these drugs or their parents who are no longer being good, productive members of society. But other than that, no harm, no foul. 6 Michigan doctors, $164 million billed to Medicare in a fraud claim. Only 6 doctors. Now, I want you to think about the number of... We got $1 billion back. $1.3 billion is the estimate. I want you to think of what we missed. It's like a drug seizure. We go, woohoo! Man, it was the biggest drug bust ever, man. Woo, we pulled over that tractor trailer, and it had 14 tons of cocaine or whatever, or that airplane or that motorboat. And everybody's excited. And you know what happens on the moment that everybody's all excited about that drug bust? 3 bigger ones come in right under the nose of it.
Because everybody, law enforcement, DEA's patting each other on the back. Yay, look at us. Woohoo, we're bad. Taking pictures, weighing it, talking about how much money they say, what it would have had street value, who it would have impacted. And the drug smugglers, no. Give them that one and then sneak in three. They don't like to do that much, but you get what I'm going. You get what I'm saying. So we've caught $1.3 billion of fraud, and all the doctors are going, ooh, we got to batten down the hatches. But I want you to ask yourself, how big is this real bust? How big is it, but what's behind this one? 412 people, 120 doctors. How many doctors are there in the United States? I don't know. Every single one of them can write scripts. Everyone. It's all highly regulated, but they got away with it. $1.3 billion. Here's another case in Florida. It involved a fake Florida rehab clinic. It recruited addicts, get this, with gift cards, visits to strip clubs, even giving them drugs, and it resulted in $58 million in false treatments and tests. These guys actually had addicts come. They advertise for addicts. Hey, addicts, come here. Going on the street. You're an addict. I'm going to give you a gift card. I'm going to give you dope. I'm going to take you to a strip club. But here's what I need you to do. I need you to go get on Medicaid, and I want you to come in, and I'm going to prescribe some stuff. You're going to have tremendous back pain that you need drugs all the time. And I'm going to prescribe these drugs to you. And I don't know where the kickbacks occur. I don't know whether the addict goes out on the street, has a seller already ready to go, a buyer already ready, and then that guy goes and does what he does. I don't know. I'm not, you know, I ain't into drugs. And be looking at me, just I'm black. I ain't into no drugs. Anyway, U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions talked about the enormity of the fraud challenge we face. This problem is compounded by the fact that our country is in the midst of its deadliest drug crisis in our history. What did Obama do? He did nothing. And what Obama called one of his top priorities, he explained the problem, the Sessions had explained the problem that Obama exacerbated. The Hill document said this. It took Obama 7+ years in his presidency to address what he deemed an epidemic. He signed a bill aimed at addressing opioid addiction Friday. This was like literally July of 2016 or something like that. He called out Republicans for measuring the bill's shortcomings. Lawmakers in both parties reached a compromise over the bipartisan Comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act. Those Senate Democrats held out hope until the final hour that they could win more funding for treatment. So we put more money on treatment. Barack Obama, even when he was signing this act, knew that, certainly somebody in his administration knew, that people were going to doctors, getting fraudulent scripts, and selling these drugs on the street, defrauding taxpayers of Medicare money. And Donald Trump, in less than 6 months in office, has already saved us $1.3 million, removed 120 crooked doctors from their businesses. 412 total people are now going to face charges and have to put money back into the treasury. And we shut down at least part of an illegal operation. That's what he's done. I want you to contrast the two. One guy took more of your money, says we're going to put it into rehab and all these other things, knowing that he's doing nothing to help with rehab. He's putting drugs on the street. His very namesake administration, legislation, I should say, is putting more drug addicts on the street, and he wants more money for rehab. So when somebody asks you, what has Donald Trump done? You tell them that. He saved us $1.3 billion, and money's going back into the treasury because this is stopped. At least for now, and you better know they're looking for other people. He's put them on notice. The other people are going, we got to shut it down. That's what Donald Trump's done.
He won't
won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.